This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to do an entire segment because you know what happened today? What happened today, Tobes? Tell the people what happened today.
Pitchers and catchers reporting to West Palm Beach.
Here we go. Baseball. As Metallica, covering a Bob Seger song, sang, turn the page. Right? Here we go. Turn the page. Here it is. Big leaguers with easy gas playing catch. Big leaguers doing bullpens. You're going to see those big, burly, 6'6" monsters picking up a towel, pretending to snap it 7,000 times on their follow-through. They're working their biomechanics, throwing their lift plates. They're figuring out this, that, and the other. One thing I'll never forget. We've been privileged over the years to go down to spring training a bunch. And one of the years, Topes, Grant and I, Darius, I can't remember if you were with us or not. I want to say this is pre-Christian Darrisaw, all right? I think it was Brendan Dar who was trying to decide, do I want to get my teeth pulled or go to spring training with Grant and Danny? Like, he was not into it, okay? But he went because he was part of the gig. And the way they had it situated outside the Nats clubhouse, okay, you're basically, you can see all the minor league fields, or most of them, and you can see the batting cages, and far away is the stadium. So you can't actually get in there and watch any games. That was sort of the way the timing was. We're still doing middays at this point. And we're right next, though, to the machine, how do I want to say this? The, like, assembly line bullpen. This is the, all right, seven guys are throwing bullpens at once kind of thing. Where if you're looking from the side, it's like, dude, isn't it be a little intimidating? Like, somebody's throwing 96, a foot and a half from you. What if one slips? Whatever. But they're big leaguers. Watching these bullpens. Watching Max Scherzer grunt and sweat and curse and get ick at not executing a pitch in early February was one of the greatest things I've ever seen. And I said, I don't know if they do this or not. I would assume some of them do. But if I was minor league Marty, or if I was like roving coordinator or a pitching Peter that was helping out, you know, a roving instructor, I would call all my minor leaguers together. I'd say, you guys will report. I'd find out from whoever the pitching coach was. Maybe it's Steve McCaddy at that point. I got no idea. Whoever the pitching coach is. When's Max going to throw his first bullpen? This is the, I'm getting the kinks out. I've played some long toss. I'm going to get loose bullpen. Okay. I would have gotten them together, all the minor leaguers, and said, you will report to wherever it is, Vieira or West Palm at this time. You don't have to be ready for a workout. You just come outside with me at 9:15 in the morning, whatever it is. And I'd stand there and I'd say, you watch him as he's competing his bleep off in to nobody. There's an audience of none. It's not, he's not doing it to impress people. He's doing it because he's a lunatic. He's doing it because this matters so much to him. So now, here's your assignment. You follow him around today. You keep your distance. Don't talk to him. Don't you dare speak to him. Like Danny Ruye did one time in the clubhouse on the day he was pitching. And he still regrets it, by the way. You follow him around. You write down everything that he does. When he does it, how he does it, where he does it, and who he does it to. And then you do that. If you would like to be successful at this thing, do what that guy does. Because that is a badass. That is the ultimate competitor. He is crazy. Be like that.
Yeah, I miss a little bit of, you know, the Nats clubhouse. The guys in there are so nice. They really are. They're very gracious with their time now.
It really is a good group, by the way.
It's really good group. I think it's a bunch of dudes that really like hanging out with each other. Really nice guys. Like, we're not dealing with the Jason Worth stuff with this clubhouse.
You mean Grant and Danny against Jason Worth from the Super Bowl?
We're not dealing with that stuff, but I kind of miss a little bit of that nasty, a little bit of that, don't talk to me, I'm pitching today, a little bit of that bulldog. You miss a little bit of that. I think the only dude, I think, on the pitching staff now that has a little bit of that is Gore.
Gore's
and
like
it's
that.
More so a little yeah. bit like, it's a little more frustrated with himself almost. Versus,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's fine. But they need a little of that, right? A little bit of
100%.
Just that fire under them.
And this is not a criticism of anybody. If it's not your personality, you don't
absolutely
pretend to be something you're
sure.
not. But there is something to that where 80% of the days in a given week, Max Scherzer's the coolest guy. Doesn't have time for nonsense, you know, but like he'd come on with us. It was always gracious, always great, always, you know, thoughtful. Just again, a really thoughtful guy about the game. The day that he pitched, this was, and I'm not trying to be flippant about this, like this was like serial killer, crazy mentality, competitive drive. Where he, whatever time he showed up, he's sneering and snarling and he's like attacking his breakfast. You know what I mean? Like he's eating his eggs and protein in a way that he's furious at these eggs forever having been alive. Die, eggs. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, different.
Well, and there's something to that. Not just for the pitcher, right? Like, for the guy doing it, it's all sports. You talk about it in basketball. Mm-hmm. Like, that guy's got the look in the eye today. LeBron's got the look. Kobe's yep. got the look today. Michael's got the look. Or even this season, Jaden's got it today. Like, the rest of the team, right? Like, if you're standing at third base and Max starts stalking around the mound, you're like, all right, we're locked
oh, crap.
In.
Yep.
We're good.
Here we go.
We're good to go.